I'm Laura Winters. We begin this Saturday morning with our top story, millions of Americans under a heat advisory. Here's correspondent Brian Shook.
150 million Americans remain under the threat of extreme heat. The rising temps are putting cities on emergency footing and ramping up pressure on power grids. In some areas, the nighttime lows could be 10 to 15 degrees hotter than normal.
President Biden finally admits he has a seventh grandchild. The first family telling People magazine they are acknowledging a four-year-old granddaughter named Navy that Hunter had with a former D.C. stripper, London Roberts, who lives in Kentucky. DNA confirming he is indeed the dad. Biden telling People magazine, Jill and I only want what is best for all of our grandchildren, including Navy. Until now, Biden had not publicly acknowledged Navy, who is his seventh grandchild. During the White House's Take Your Child to Work Day back in April, the president saying, I have six grandchildren and I'm crazy about them and I speak to them every single day. Now, as the election nears, a change in tune. And turning now to the race in 2024, former President Trump hit with new charges.
Former President Trump is denying any wrongdoing after he was hit with more charges in the Mar-a-Lago classified document case. A new indictment alleges Trump requested employees delete security footage at the Florida estate following a grand jury subpoena. In a radio interview Friday, the former president said he believed he wasn't required to hand over the tapes, but did so anyway. I'm John Brenise.
Turning now to the economy, Wall Street closing with stocks higher to end the week.
This comes after new data showed more signs that inflation is cooling, as well as better than expected earnings reports that may point to signs that the U.S. will avoid a recession. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 176 points, the S&P 500 rose by 44 points, and the NASDAQ gained 266 points. I'm Natalie Migliori, New York.
This is USA News.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it. And more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV. With great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans.
In USA News for your health this Saturday morning, we take a look at the impact of long COVID.
U.S. health officials declared an end to the pandemic in May. COVID-19 is still impacting some people in different ways. Dr. Clinton Wright with the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke tells us what they discovered about long COVID.
Things like sleep disturbances, brain fog, fatigue, and exercise intolerance.
I'm Ryan Daniels.
Democrats at the White House say Alabama Senator Republican Tommy Tuberville hurting military readiness. Lisa Taylor takes a look.
It's because Tuberville is holding up military promotions in protest to the Pentagon's policy to reimburse service members for travel expenses if they have to travel out of state for abortions. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre called on Senate Republicans to put country over party and speak out against the hold on behalf of military families. The senator has blocked more than 250 military promotions. I'm Lisa Taylor.
In entertainment news, Barbie still tops at the box office.
Hey, Barbie. Hey. She's so cool.
Greta Gerwig's live-action feature Barbie is the top movie in the U.S. and Canada, earning $155 million in its first weekend of release. This marks the biggest opening for any film by a female director. Coming in second is Christopher Nolan's biopic Oppenheimer, which made $80.5 million in its debut weekend. I'm Brooks Walker.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.